Welcome, movie fans. I am David from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, a review of Double X. Double X, or XX, is a 2017 four-story collection of short horror films written and directed by women. A lot is being made of the fact that Double X is made entirely by women. Even the title celebrates this, and really, it should be celebrated, as the genre is, like all others, disconcertingly imbalanced. It's just too bad this is still a thing that needs to be made note of. That said, Double X is a film of four short horror stories that look to add a little balance to the inequality, and while it's an ambitious effort, if somewhat flawed, it is a solid mix of subgenre types and tropes that mostly succeeds. First out of the box is, well, a film called The Box, directed by Jovanka Vukovic, that sees a tired mother named Susan, played by Natalie Brown, riding a train in from the city with her two children, Jenny, played by Peyton Kennedy, and Danny, played by Peter DeCona, after an exhaustive day of Christmas shopping. Sitting beside Danny is a peculiar-looking man with a bright red gift wrap box on his lap. Danny asks to see inside, and the man obliges, tipping the lid just enough to let him peek at what lies within. We don't see inside, but whatever it is, it shudders the boy. That night, he refuses to eat dinner, and then lunch the next day, and then again and again, explaining that he's simply not hungry. It raises concerns, and a doctor warns perhaps there is some emotional issues, but Danny says he's fine. As his father, played by Jonathan Wotton, desperately tries to make him eat, things only spiral down from there. The most obscure of the four chapters, The Box has the most mystery and ambiguity, and with one jarring, gruesome moment that earns the horror moniker with honor, while making a powerful statement about motherhood. Second is Annie Clark's The Birthday Party, about a woman planning a costume-themed bash for her young daughter, but gets a surprise of her own when she finds her husband slumped over dead in the den. What follows is a bizarre black comedy as she spends the remainder of the story trying to keep the body hidden from a stream of interrupting neighbors and such, ending in a strange slow-motion reveal and a postscript that is more humorous than horror. It's the most out of place of the group and is perhaps the least effective, as its premise is one note and the payoff a bit disappointing. Next up is Roxanne Benjamin's Don't Fall, which follows four 20-somethings on a hiking trip in the desert who come upon some strange markings on a rock. The petroglyphs are the harbinger of a Native American mythological monster, and the chapter doesn't waste a minute of its 10 or so minute runtime, building tension quickly as the beast comes a-knockin'. A tale spun purely for frights, there's nothing layered about the characters other than being fodder, and while it lacks punch simply because we don't care who these people are, there's no escaping the truly terrifying visuals that close this story, and in of itself could be proof of concept for a bigger movie. Last is Karen Kasuma's Her Only Living Son, about the literal son of the devil. Cora, played by Christina Kirk, is dealing with the coming 18th birthday of her son Andy, played by Kyle Allen, who has been showing signs of some disturbing behavior lately, including yanking the fingernails off a friend at school. The problem is, most people don't seem to mind, and in fact seem quite pleased with his progress. When she's told his real father is coming to claim him soon, she doesn't quite understand at first that it's the fulfillment of a deal made long ago, and there is no stopping it now. Kasuma delivers the most structured and perhaps most approachable of the set. Coming off last year's sensational The Invitation, she builds great suspense and easily the most emotionally impactful experience of the four. Heavy themes of deadbeat dads, abandonment, and the struggles of a single mother as she must say goodbye to her boy makes for a compelling little short, even if it lacks inspiration. What's really intriguing about Double X is the outstanding stop-motion animation of Sophia Lucarillo that serves as the go-between of sorts between each chapter, with a beginning and an end that tie it up into its own little story, like a fifth segment. Macabre and disturbing, yet impossible not to watch, these minor bits are a highlight. Double X isn't going to turn the genre upside down, but it's a worthy entry in the horror anthology market, of which there are many. While it might not come packed with too many frights, it has plenty for fans and could make for a decent double bill with last year's Holidays or 2015's Southbound. Our score, 3.5 stars. Thanks for listening. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, ThatMomentIn.com.